This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's R line is back in service after a car crashed into one of its trains on Christmas Day. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Officers say the accident stemmed from a shooting at a different location earlier in the morning. The car carrying five people later struck the train near Sable Avenue and Ellsworth Boulevard. APD spokesperson Sydney Edwards says emergency responders transported four people to the hospital.
One of those males inside was shot, and so he does suffer from an injury from a gunshot wound. And then one of the other males in the vehicle, the driver actually, he does have life-threatening injuries from the crash.
Two women also suffered minor injuries from the accident. All five people in the car were detained. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The After Christmas Tree Recycling Program is on. They call it Tree Cycle. Drop-off locations are opening in many communities over the next few weeks. They take natural, not artificial, Christmas trees and turn them into mulch. There are recycling locations at CPR.org, including sites in Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, Pueblo, and other cities. Programs that help people apply for federal disability benefits are getting a boost from new state funding. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
The Colorado Disability Funding Committee is offering $2 million in Disability Benefit Application Assistance grants. Funding will be awarded to organizations to provide assistance to individuals seeking benefits. That includes Supplemental Security Income, Social Security Disability Insurance, and Medicaid. Both nonprofit organizations and county human services agencies are encouraged to apply. The applications are available on the Colorado Disability Opportunity Office's website. Kiara Damari, CPR News.
An avian virus is killing doves along Colorado's Arkansas River. This is an invasive species of Eurasian doves that have tested positive near La Junta and Rocky Ford. The virus is not the same as the influenza that previously cycled through wild birds. It's 6 minutes after six. This is CPR News.